broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Mount Lebanon High School. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents a 6A girls semifinal. The number 2 seed, Peterstown, take on defending WPIL champion, North Allegheny. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Brandon Rossi and Matt Palumbo on camera. Bill Chapo producing at the moment in our downtown Washington studios. Peters Township was the last 6A girls team to lose a game this year, that happening on the final night of section play at Canna McMillan. The 22-1 Indians have rebounded from that setback with a pair of wins, including Thursday's 58-46 quarterfinal victory over number 7 Pine Richland. Natalie Wetzel led the way with 30 points. North Allegheny has won 5 WPIL titles since the expansion to 6 classes, including 3 of the past 4 championships. The Tigers are 21-2 with wins in 7 straight games, including a 44-41 thriller over Upper St. Clair in Thursday's quarterfinals. Caroline Henderson hit a tray with under a minute to play, breaking a 41-all tie. NA's only losses this year to number 1 seed Norwin, a 5-point setback opening section play in early January, the other by 20, now more than a month ago. The winner advances to the WPIL Finals Friday night at the Peterson Event Center on the University of Pittsburgh campus up on Cardiac Hill, facing the Norwin Chartiers Valley winner. The losers will play Wednesday to determine placement in the state tournament bracket. All 4 WPIL 6A girls semifinalists have already clinched berths in the state tournament. Tonight's game here on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Bud Bear Buick GMC Truck on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. And by Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. We'll take a look at all the other playoff games on the WPIL schedule tonight, both boys and girls, when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back to this really incredible facility here at Mount Lebanon, the new gymnasium here. Tom, we've done a lot of crucial ball games in this house.
We've had our share of great basketball games here, Bob. I mean, it's just a great facility, a really good facility for spectators to watch basketball from. You get the feel of the crowd when you're here, which is nice.
Let's run through semifinal action on the docket tonight. In addition to our Peters Township North Allegheny game, also in 6A girls, Chartiers Valley and Norwin are set to tip off at the top of the hour at Peters Township. 1A girls tonight, 6 o'clock tip, Riverview and Norwin. That game's at NA. And the 8 o'clock game at Fox Chapel is St. Joseph's against Aquinas Academy. Boys' side semifinals, first in 5A. Both are 8 o'clock tip-offs. Thomas Jefferson and Moon, that game at Peters. Shaler and Franklin Regional here. And we'll have that game for you on the NFHS network as well from here at Mount Lebanon. Again, Shaler, Franklin Regional, 5A boys, 8 o'clock tip. 3A boys semifinals, 6 o'clock start at Fox Chapel, Neshannock and Deer Lakes. And the 8 o'clock tip, Burrell and Mohawk, that game set for North Allegheny. Now in a consolation bracket, these are all round one consolations. In the 1A girls, only the top five advance, so these are elimination games. Check that. Let me get to the right place. 5A girls, first round, top seven advance. North Hills is at Lincoln Park. That's a 7 o'clock tip. Also a 7 o'clock tip, 6:45 airtime on WJPA AM. Trinity at home with Indiana. Winners of those two games clinch state tournament bids. The losers will play for seventh and the final spot on Thursday. 4A girls, round one consolation. Greensburg Salem at Highlands, that at 6. 7 o'clock tip, Central Valley at Knock. Winners clinch a state tournament berth, and those losers are eliminated. Only the top six in 4A girls advance. And the 1A girls consolation action tonight. 6 o'clock tip, Eden Christian at Bishop Canavan. The winner there will play Manesson. That game is set for Wednesday at Manesson with a 7 o'clock tip there. Manesson played the other day, but because Bishop Canavan has both boys and girls in consolation play there, moved that game to tonight. Speaking of which, 2A boys, round one consolations, 8 o'clock tip at Bishop Canavan. The Crusaders hosting Sarah Catholic. And the 7 o'clock game at Jeanette is Eden Christian at Jeanette. Top seven in the 2A boys advance. So the winners of those round one consolations clinch a top six, and they're going to states. The losers will play for seventh. That game will be scheduled for Wednesday, and only the winner there will advance. We have a couple of games coming your way tomorrow. We'll be at Churchyard Valley, just on the other side of Cochran Road and out that direction somewhere. We'll have a doubleheader for Cherry Girls Boys doubleheader there. We'll start with the girls taking on Winchester Thurston. That's the 7-8 game. Caveat there, both have already qualified. The 7 gets to play through the traditional Western bracket. The 8 goes in the Eastern bracket. They go to the top half of the bracket. And if you make a run, you're going to make a lot of trips, a lot of miles. Frequent flyer miles, you'll want to have that card ready to cash those all in, stack up all those points, because it will be quite a journey. Start in District 6, then go to District 3, then you'll play District 12. If you make the state quarterfinals, the 8th place finisher will play a team from District 12. That's, by the way, Philadelphia. So, yeah,
and that's where you don't want to go.
That's a hike there.
It sure is.
And then we'll close the doubleheader tomorrow night with the 2A boys semifinal. That between the one seed Aliquippa Fighting Quips and the Fort Cherry Rangers. Interesting note on that game. The WPIL 4A football champion school will play the WPIL 1A football champion school in the WPIL 2A basketball semifinals.
Yeah, try to figure that out, and if you can't, it's okay. Aliquippa has quite a team.
This game and a broadcast rights to it, the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL, broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Peters Township 22-1. North Allegheny 21-2. The only losses for NA coming at the hands of the number one seed in the bracket, Norwin. Peters Township's only loss was against a team that didn't make the 6A girls playoffs, the Canna McMillan Big Macs. Two teams have met twice in the last 20 years in the WPIL playoffs and split back-to-back meetings in the WPIO Finals, North Allegheny winning in 2018, Peters Township winning in 2019 on their way to winning their girls basketball state championship. Other than that, all these years, they've never played in girls basketball. We'll check the starting lineups and tip off tonight's game. We come back to Mount Lebanon on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. GMC trucks. We've got a great selection of trucks coming in. Yukon, Yukon XL, Sierras, half tons, three-quarter tons, HDs. Let's talk about Buick for a minute. The 24 Buick Encore GX. If you haven't seen one of these, they are absolutely gorgeous. Come up and drive a new Buick home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeergm.com. Bud Baer.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Starting lineup set to be introduced here at Mount Lebanon. First for Spencer Stefko's North Allegheny Tigers. We'll begin with a 5'4 senior. Number four, Kelly McConnell. 5'6 senior, Caroline Henderson, who hit the game winner the other night. 5'11 senior, Lydia Betts. 5'5 senior, Grace Helliger. 6' sophomore, Kate Pingpak. For the Peters Township Indians, under head coach Steve Limberiou, 5'6 sophomore Bree Morial, 6'3 junior Natalie Wetzel, scored 30 the other night in the quarterfinal round win. 5'10 senior Gemma Walker, who I would expect that the Indians are going to want to get more involved early in the game, had some foul trouble the other night. 5'8 senior Milana Khalil, and 6'3 junior Daniela Radulovich. She averages 7 points, 8 boards a game. Obviously, a very important piece of this Peters Township lineup tonight. Leslie Whalen, referee for the WPIL. Aaron Pritchard and Chaz Atkins working as umpires in tonight's game. Spencer Stefko out shaking hands as the Indians were introduced. You don't see that very often. Normally somebody gets designated from, quote, the staff to handle those handshakes. Spencer Stefko right out on the Mount Lebanon logo to do that.
Talk about an experienced coach. 10 out of the last 11 years he's been coaching in a WPIL finals game, a championship game. So you got to give that edge to North Allegheny. But Peters Township, the height factor goes to them. And if they can use that 6'3 frame of those two players and the 5'11 Gemma Walker, I mean, I think that's an advantage for them. How are they going to react? I mean, this team from North Allegheny is experienced, Bob. Peters Township is not.
Indians cannot let Henderson get loose on the three-point line, and they got to be able to handle the pressure that will be consistent from North Allegheny.
Those are the two keys. Can they guard the perimeter, and can they handle the ball without making mistakes? The good news for Peters Township is you can throw over top of it and throw to one of your bigs. They can relieve pressure. Now, guarding the perimeter, that's another subject.
It's like Wetzel and Betts will tip it off. Whalen puts the ball in flight, and it's going to be controlled by the Tigers. Dribble drive right to the hoop off the tip. Shot won't go. Rebound knocked around. And Helliger on the miss. Rebound for Wetzel. Walker wants help. Morial, a little tardy getting there. Walker, dribble drive, kept out of the lane. Good job there defensively by the Tigers. She'll get it right back.
Well, North Allegheny's a very disciplined team, well coached. They will guard you.
Khalil on the near wing, put it on the deck, and now feed it to Wetzel. Cross court, Morial, work it around. Ball eventually to Wetzel, put it on the deck, feed it to the wing. Walker, top of the key. We thought she wanted to shoot there. Entry pass, down low, gets through. Ball stripped from Wetzel on the way up.
Yeah, but a good play. I mean, that's what you have to do, get it inside. It's a real advantage for Peters Township, but you got to finish it.
Betts on the floater, side of the lane won't go, but a foul's going to be called, and a couple of shots coming here for Lydia Betts. This one appears to be Gemma Walker. She got in trouble early the other night.
Yeah, she did, and I really believe she has to play well tonight, Bob, for Peters Township to have success. She's been instrumental all season, so can't afford to get her in early foul trouble.
Lydia Betts takes the lid off the scoring column. First point of the game comes 58 seconds in.
Betts, Helliger, Henderson, McConnell all can shoot the basketball.
Second shot also good. 2-0 North Allegheny with the lead.
And really not much pressure, Bob. Kind of a token man-to-man. So that's a good thing for Peters Township.
Walker across the timeline. Deal left side. Pass to Khalil. Got it inside, and now a foul going to be called there. And that looks like Helliger across the arms. Her first, that team's
is,
first.
That is correct. Helliger whacked her across the arm.
Baseline throw in, lob it into Wetzel. Right back. Three ball in, flight's too strong. And a rebounding foul. Not good position by Khalil, and tried to get to the ball anyway.
Yeah, there was no way she could get to it. She slapped down. Just fouled over the back, unnecessary foul. Well, slow start so far in this game.
All around the perimeter, comes near side to Henderson. Khalil out on her, not giving her an open look. Ball to Ping Pack, pass to the right side, two players there. Dribble drive, looking at a reverse, but circle it back out, does Helliger. Up top, three ball, too strong. Rebound tipped, finally cleared by Radulovic. Quickly up the floor, three on one. Walker had a chance on the wing. Her pass across the key, tipped out of bounds by Kelly McConnell.
Yeah, I think Walker should have taken that right to the basket, Bob. They had numbers. Good job on the rebound by Radulovic. And just unable to take advantage early yet. Little nerves.
6:14 to play in the opening quarter. Got to get the ball inbounds. Radulovic goes right back to Walker now. Defensive coverage up top. Screen set by Radulovic. Walker keeps the dribble going. Take it to the high post. Pick it up. Find a cutter. It's Wetzel. And once again, Walker takes it. Walker, dribble drive. Walks into the lane. Deal it off. Travel.
Lost
literally.
Her,
lost, yeah. Walks into the lane.
Well, she lost her balance. She had her back to the basket. And she stumbled. And when she did, she traveled. And so far, North Allegheny man-to-man defense and Peters Township man-to-man defense, Bob.
And they'll be happy with a low-scoring contest if it happens?
Well, I have a feeling that's what we're looking at.
McConnell in a handoff. First to Betts, now into the lane. Circle it back out. Helliger up top. It's Betts. Lydia Betts, a 5'11 senior. Keeps the dribble going. Forced deep by Radulovic. Shot too strong. Put back won't go for Ping Pack. Rebound tipped out onto the wing. Morial with Walker. Feed it to Wetzel. Then back out onto the wing. That pass was intended for Wetzel, or Walker rather. Shot put up from the far wing won't go. And a rebound up the floor. Lay in. Rolls off the iron. Shot missed by Helliger. Came down the left side of the lane and just missed it.
Yeah, it was a point-blank layup. It was a beautiful move. She just couldn't finish.
Walker, hand off to Morial. Feet on the tee of the Mount Lebanon logo.
And a pressure. They're right on the ball handlers.
Radulovic, high post, Jay, ties the game.
Good pass that time by Walker. Great finish. Radulovic, a little 8-foot jumper, knocked it down. Yeah, Bob, we're setting up for a really low-scoring game. Now, that could change if they start raining some threes, and I know that's what North Allegheny likes to do.
Both teams allow about 41 points a game. Dribble drive, McConnell too strong, and a rebound knocked out of bounds, but first a foul on Kate Pinpack.
Over the back that time, Pinpack.
Well, we've seen a couple of fouling defensive rebounders. We get our first substitution. Ray Shanahan, 6'1 sophomore, checks in. And here we go with the full court's designated spot throw-in. Morial to Wetzel, allows Morial to get inbounds, and now passes off to Walker. Shadowing her, Caroline Henderson. Count is going. Run across near side, defender switch. Walker takes it through the low block. Far side, three ball. Milana Khalil can't get it to go. She's missed three over there.
Had a nice look, too. Boy, she was wide open, Bob.
2-2 tie, 4:05 to play, opening quarter. Near side, it's Henderson. Foul line extended. Ball goes up top. Betts drives it down. Kick to the far side. Valoris three won't go. McConnell rebounds the miss. All kind of hands up in the air. Get me the ball, get me the ball on the far side. Both Vance Valoris and Lydia Betts over there. Three ball in flight off the back iron by Henderson. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Betts.
Yeah, and I thought that time Lydia Betts got away with a little shove. They didn't call anything.
Peters Township ball, 3:36 to play, opening quarter in a 2-2 tie.
You know, this is just a token man-to-man, but they will pressure the basketball, Bob, so you have to wonder, is that going to take a toll on you as the game wears on? Here's an open shot here.
Morial for three. Hit it.
Great little screen. They ran a little flare screen to the corner. Morial got her feet set. It was a beautiful pass that time.
Wetzel on the dish.
Yeah, excellent pass by Wetzel.
Morial on the delivery to finish it. Ball goes up top. Ray Shanahan first touch. Quickly off to Henderson. Got a screen. Take it into the paint. Kick it back out. Pass knocked out of bounds by Gemma Walker.
Yeah, good hands by Walker. Taking away any opportunity for a shot. You know, Bob, one of the things that Peter says the advantage, when the two bigs catch the ball, they have great court vision because they can see over top of anyone. So if any action is available, they can get the ball to the open player.
Starters back on the floor for N.A., Helliger and Ping Pank. McConnell on the dribble, near side. Ping Pank hands it off to Helliger. Misses that shot. Ping Pank tips the rebound, but it's going to be ruled N.A. ball.
Well, and she missed that shot because Radulovich was right there with the hands high, making it difficult to get a clear look. Good job by the Indians on defense that possession.
Inbound Betts and right back to McConnell. Heading to Duquesne. There's a big surprise. Down the lane, scoop shot lays in.
Yeah, great shot that time by Helliger. Nice drive to the basket.
5-4, Peters Township by one. Two baskets apiece. I'm sorry, that's the first field goal for N.A. The other points were free throws. Walker just in time picks up the dribble, needs help, finds Radulovich, kick it back out. Wetzel, dribble, down the lane, take it down the left side. Shot goes off the iron, looking for a foul, not going to get it.
Yeah, she was bumped, but she didn't get the call.
McConnell quickly right up the middle of the floor, circles to her left. Off to Betts now. Betts trying to get by Wetzel. Take it down, and Wetzel blocks that. She's like, where's that foul the other end?
Well, exactly. But that time she fouled, I mean.
Yeah, there's no question Wetzel smacked the arm. Betts will shoot two.
Well, and you can't let the one non-call affect how you play down at the other end. She didn't have to slap down. Just using her presence, get those hands high.
First make by Betts ties the game at five.
Betts is 3 for 3 from the line here so far, Bob. Tie game at five.
2 minutes to play, opening quarter. Second free throw also good.
What a beautiful touch, doesn't she?
Second lead change of the ball game. N.A. up by a point.
Peters yet to attempt a foul shot.
Radulovich feed. Goes right back to Gemma Walker. She's handling the ball almost entirely offensively tonight. Locked down low. Wetzel fumbles it. Perfect pass right on the money from Khalil.
Yeah, she had it. Well, she had to do is drop step and score. She just took her eyes off of it, Bob, when she started to make her move. Dropped it out of bounds. Great pass, though. I mean, that should have been there.
Tigers with the lead and the ball now. McConnell crossover, trying to get by Morial, picks it up, feed it out to Betts. Has help to her right, that's Helliger. Betts takes it into the paint. Little fadeaway in and out, won't stay there. And a rebound knocked out of bounds by Radulovich.
Yeah, and that's a bad call. I hate to say that, but that was touched by a North Allegheny player, I thought.
a look there.
Yep. 24.
Yep. Perry Sandrowski checks in, and a breather for Milana Khalil.
First thing Sandrowski did in the last playoff game was hit a three, as I recall.
Three ball, far side. Henderson won't go. Rebound tipped up the lane by Wetzel. She's hassled coming up the floor. Help comes across. Gemma Walker, dribble drive. Shot blocked from behind. She'll get it back. Goes back up. Too strong. Gets it again, and this time she's fouled.
Great effort by Walker that time. Did not give up on it. Got the shot blocked. Rebound. Another shot missed. Rebound. Gets fouled.
Grace Helliger draws her second foul. Board here is not working with foul numbers up on the board, and the scoring segment went out as well. Gemma Walker hits the first to tie the game at 6. 1:14 to play in the opening quarter.
And I like what Walker did that possession, Bob. She's being guarded really tightly, and she said, you know what, I'm just driving it to the basket. Good job.
Second foul shot short, but shooter's touch. And Peters Township back in front by one. 7-6. Now down to 1:10 to play opening quarter in this WPIL 6A girls semifinals. Betts near side to McConnell. Morial out on her. Screen set by Ping Pack. McConnell drop back, crossover, dribble drive. Too strong. Rebound Radulovic. Behind everybody. Gemma Walker, right hand, misses the lay-in. Rebound off Sandrowski. Boy, Indians are going to get a break there.
I thought
that ball was tipped and hit Sandrowski. I missed the replay.
I may do too, but I agree 100% with you. I thought Sandrowski hit it. So fair, a turnabout, fair play here.
Could have been, though, the NA player who was out of bounds may have tipped it. Fight for the loose basketball on the inbound. Not a good pass. Wetzel couldn't get it. Down the lane, shot missed. Rebound put back McConnell.
Well, I don't think Wetzel was aware that there was a player directly behind her. She kind of eased up to go to that ball and lost it.
Sandrowski in the corner. Ball knocked out of her hands. Saved by Morial. Back to Sandrowski. Three ball block out of bounds. No. Ping Pack grabs it. Morial and Ping Pack, the only two to touch the ball in that possession. Saved one steal and then a block shot. 8-7 North Allegheny by one. McConnell on the wing, handed off, ball comes near side, dribble drive by Betts, got by the defender, shot up too strong, weak side rebound and a foul called. This one's going to be on Morial, I believe.
Yeah, and she didn't have to do that, Bob. All she had to, because she had Radulovic right there, who would have altered that shot. And the first one's a miss for a North Allegheny. So Pinpack misses the first one.
8-7. Tigers, 4/10 of a second to play. Second shot good. And that should set the final score of the opening period. 9-7. And inbound ends the quarter. North Allegheny 9, Peters Township 7 after 1. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
9-7 North Allegheny with the lead at the end of one. Tigers average scoring 54.5 a game. Give up 41.6. Peters average is scoring 57 and allowing 42. We are shy of all of those numbers after one quarter.
Well, we said this. There's a possibility of this being a low-scoring game, possession by possession, and that's what it's turning out to be. And that's how you have to play it.
Wetzel off to Walker, set by Radulovic. Lob down low. Wetzel, reverse score it. Tie game.
Can't stop her. I would run her inside as much as possible. She's a nightmare matchup, Bob.
Scored 30 the other night against Pine Richland. First points of the game. Betts fade away side of the lane, gets it to go.
Oh, boy, that was a nice little fadeaway jump shot by Betts because Wetzel was right there with her hands high, which is what you want to do.
Gemma Walker blows by Henderson right up into the front court, steps back to three-point line behind the back at the high post. Needs help, finds Radulovic, cross court. Sandrowski out on the left wing, right back to Walker near sides. Walker on the bounce, three-pointer too strong, rebound cleared by Helliger. 11-9 lead for North Allegheny. Helliger forced deep. That won't go. Rebound tip, and coming down the lane to grab it's McConnell. Three ball. Helliger good.
Second shot opportunities, Bob. Nobody got on Helliger. She was open. Nobody contested it. No closeout.
Rebound tipped by Wetzel, but she didn't grab it. Walker feeds Wetzel beyond the top of the key on the dribble and a hand check foul on Betts, her first, team's first in this quarter.
And as closely as they are guarding Wetzel, when she gets that ball, she's got to catch, sweep, and go. Force the officials to call that. And they're calling a fairly close game, Bob, so you know they're going to call the fouls when they're there.
Khalil in, Sandrowski out for Peters Township, 6:31 to play in the half. 14-9, NA in front, biggest lead of the game. Radulovic has to go high to grab the inbound. To the corner to Wetzel, and I'll give it off to Walker. Cross court, Khalil feed it back out. Morial, and now Walker between the circles, and she has Henderson right up in her grill.
Can't allow her to take your space away, Bob.
Walker dribbles, cuts it off outside the lane. Wetzel, spinorama, double team, bucket for Radulovic at the free throw line.
Yeah, that's her second jumper she's hit from about inside the paint. Nice job by Radulovic. Good pass that time by Wetzel.
NA up 14-11. Betts down the lane. Shot blocked out of bounds. That time, no such fadeaway luck over Wetzel.
Well, I mean, she's 6'3", Bob. How many boys teams have two 6'3 players on their squad? And in girls basketball, this is so unusual. So, hey, make it difficult on them when they go inside.
Betts, nice ball fake, and now a foul on Wetzel holding her up.
Well,
first foul of the quarter on Peters Township, second of the game on Natalie Wetzel.
Her mistake there was allowing her to turn to the baseline.
Henderson will key it in for NA, 5:51 to play in the half. Betts takes it. Wetzel cuts her off using the baseline. This time, fadeaway in the paint, rattles home.
Have no idea how she made that, Bob. That was a tough shot.
Wetzel takes the inbound and will bring it across to Walker. Across the timeline now. Separation from her and Henderson. A little breathing room this time. Ball goes to Wetzel. Betts tried to block that pass. Apparently didn't get that contact. Back cut. Ball to Khalil, finds a cutter, Morial all alone, Radulovic scored.
What a nice pass that time by Morial to Radulovic. Great assist.
Penguins announcers call that tic-tac-toe.
Oh, that was beautiful. Well executed.
16-13, North Allegheny leading Peters Township. We have 5 minutes remaining in our opening half. Great to have you along tonight on WJPA-FM in Washington, online WJPA.com and the WJPA Sports Network. Ball tipped by Radulovic, but saved on that far side by Henderson. Henderson keeps the dribble, takes it down the lane. Radulovic blocks the shot. Boy, they're going to say that hit out of bounds.
I like to see that. Here we go. Here we go. I couldn't see it. They didn't have it. I think it was close, Bob. I really do.
I think Radulovic thought, okay, it can hit the floor because she could have grabbed it, I think.
I thought she could have grabbed it as well, but, you know, she didn't think it was going to hit the line, but we didn't have a great view from up here, so.
NA ball, lob up top. Betts grabs it, almost at the volleyball 10-foot line. Dribbles into the paint, fade away, off the mark, rebound Radulovic. Hassled up top, that was Walker causing her problems that time. Timeout, P Peters Township 4, 31 to play, first half. North Allegheny 16, Peters Township 13. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Daniela Radulovich, leading scorer for Peters Township, has got 6.
She's done a really good job on the defensive boards, and offensively she's been a pleasant bonus by scoring 6 points early in the game.
Indians have Elena Sopko check in on that timeout. Ball to Gemma Walker, had a hand in her back. Little floater, Morial off the iron. Radulovich rebound, put back good.
Boy, has she played well. What a pickup she's been tonight. Daniela Radulovich, great job on the board, offensive rebound. When you have the 6'3 kids, you got to use them.
16-15, North Allegheny by 1. 4 minutes to play, first half.
Peters in a zone. This is interesting. As well as North Allegheny shoots, they must talk. They must guard the perimeter.
Ball out to Henderson. Her cross-court pass saved by Ballouris. She goes back cross-court. McConnell goes high in the air to save it. And for a 5'4 player, it's tough to get that high in the air.
Well, she did a great job saving it, McConnell.
Near side, Ballouris back around the perimeter. Entry pass, Betts put it on the deck once, twice. Near side, Ballouris. And now lob inside. Catch, shot up by Betts. Good.
Well, there's another player that's played. It's 10 points for Lydia Betts. And again, she made a difficult shot because Radulovich was there with her hands high.
Sopko up the floor trying to get by Ballouris. Sopko dish it underneath. And a foul called.
Too bad.
And a whistle blowing as the shot went through. I think Ballouris going to be tagged with that foul. Her first, team second in this quarter on North Allegheny. Checking back in is Grace Helliger, and Henderson will sit. Score is 18-15 North Allegheny. Sopko, beautiful ball fake. Give it off. Wetzel, high post jumper, good for 2.
Nice shot by Natalie Wetzel.
Sopko with that fake down low got that all started, left Wetzel open then.
Well, it was the dribble penetration, Bob. She got into the lane, drew the defenders, and then pitched back out to Wetzel for the little jumper.
Ballouris back out to McConnell. One more time, take it to the right. Betts down to the baseline. Shot blocked from behind by Radulovich, but a foul called. That's going to send Kate Pingpank back to the free throw line. The foul on Radulovich is her first.
Yeah, she's saying she didn't foul. Look at her reaction. You can see the replay. Well, she had to get a part of the body or hand.
And a 5 of 6 at the stripe. Pingpank hits the first here. She's hit 2 of 3.
Good free throw shooting by N.A.
Second shot in flight and good. Restores the 3-point North Allegheny lead. It's been 3-5, 3-5, 3-5 much of this quarter.
Well, it's been a good game. I mean, it's a well-played game, and both teams are playing to their strengths.
Indians scored to tie it in the opening minute. 5 straight points for the Tigers, and it's been back and forth that way ever since. Sopko on the dribble. Gets a screen from Walker. Rifle pass, not caught by Wetzel underneath.
Yeah, that was just too hard thrown to Wetzel. And in a very close area, she didn't have a lot of space to work with. If she'd have held it, Bob, I think she'd have scored.
A North Allegheny leading 20-17, 2:20 to play first half.
Sopko did a nice job on the dribble penetration, but just a little too firm on the pass.
McConnell brings it into the front side at the volleyball 10-foot line. Ball to Ping Pank. Hand off now on the dribble. Henderson covered by Sopko. Give it to Ping Pank. Top of the key to McConnell. Morial fights off the screen. McConnell weaving through traffic. Tiger's going to try to milk this for one. Long time to go. Betts into the paint. She's going to take it deep. Scores it right hand.
Boy, she's really driving it to the basket and driving effectively.
5-point lead once again for North Allegheny. Tigers up 22-17. Gemma Walker got an opening. Take it to the low block. Foul, or travel, rather. I did not mean to say foul. Did not see any illegal contact. A good look there at the latest Betts bucket. She has 12 now. 12 of the 22.
Not really sure why Wetzel hesitated. She had the little jumper. Just go ahead and take the shot.
22-17, North Allegheny with the lead. Betts drives. Ball blocked from behind by Radulovic. And a ball at the baseline. Substitution as Vance Belouris will check back in. And Grace Helliger with her two fouls will sit. Good use of the offense-defense substitution. McConnell's inbound is knocked away by Sopko and out of bounds. It'll be Tiger ball on the near sideline.
Yeah, nice hands by Sopko that time on the inbound.
108 to play in the half. 22-17, North Allegheny by five.
Peters Township's going to have to be aware that Betts wants to drive it right every single time. And they've got to take that right hand away from her. Make her go left.
Kelly McConnell to Betts. Betts will keep it. Cut off from going into the lane. Feed back out to the perimeter. Screen set there by Ping Pank. On the dribble, it's Caroline Henderson. 50 seconds to play in the half. Ping Pank to Betts. Walker out. Top of the key there. And ball right back into the hands of McConnell.
This is why you don't want to fall too far behind, Bob, because they'll do this. They will milk the clock because they have excellent ball handlers.
They're going to just let it run.
Yeah, they are.
Indians are going to stay back in the 2-3. And Kelly McConnell just going to dribble it between the volleyball 10-foot line and the midcourt stripe.
She'll probably start the action at about 8 or 9 seconds, I would guess. They've got a set play they're calling.
Hand off Henderson, Belouris near side to Betts. And now up top, Ping Pank, 5 on the game clock. McConnell, ball to Henderson, 3 is blocked. Controlled Morial, she'll launch it, but too late. Nothing further after a minute 42 seconds, but at that point, North Allegheny had pushed the margin to 5. That's where we are right now. North Allegheny 22, Peters Township 17 at the half. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. GMC trucks. We've got a great selection of trucks coming in. Yukon, Yukon XL, Sierras, half tons, three-quarter tons, HDs. Let's talk about Buick for a minute. The 24 Buick Encore GX. If you haven't seen one of these, they are absolutely gorgeous. Come up and drive a new Buick home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. Bud Baer.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Four ties, four lead changes. That means with an even number of lead changes, the team that scored first is in front, unless we're still tied. So 22-17, Tigers with the lead. They scored 5 points straight in about a 45-second span of the early second quarter after Peters had tied it at 9, and then the team's just trading points back and forth the rest of the way down the stretch. Peters Township only 2 points over the final 4 minutes of that second quarter.
But they had opportunities, Bob. We had a couple of drop balls inside. Wetzel had an opportunity. Ball was thrown too hard to her on another possession. They're doing the right things. They just got to take a little better care of the basketball. I really thought Elena Sopko got in the game and gave them a little bit of a spark with her dribble penetration. I think you continue to emphasize that, try to penetrate the man-to-man defense, and then you look for your cutters. But I really liked the one action where they were able to post Natalie Wetzel up, and I think you look to try that a little more often. They're really keying on her on the perimeter, but why not? I mean, she knocked down so many threes in the last game, and she scored 30-plus. So, you know, you got to try to do some different things. Teams try to take away what you want to do.
Winner of this game will play the Norwin Chartiers Valley winner. Second quarter score. Thank you, Bill Chapa. Norwin 18, Chartiers Valley 13. Losers of these two games will play on Wednesday in the WPIL third place game. That is simply to set positioning going into the bracket. I will tell you, if you take a look at the PIAA 6A girls bracket, both the 3 and the 4 are in a bottom grouping with the WPIL champion. The 2 survives an extra round before having to have a rematch possibly against the team that they lost to in the WPIL finals.
I think that's good. You really don't want to play similar teams that early, especially if it was a close game. So we'll see how that all plays out. But we have a good game here tonight. 5-point deficit, not that much. Couple possessions. I keep doing what I do. Continue to try to get those hands high when they make those penetrating moves, North Allegheny. Try to take away Lydia Betz's right hand. And then try to get Wetzel somewhere free in and around the basket. I think she can do some damage. They're not going to allow her to be open from the perimeter. She just shoots the ball too well. So she's going to have to work hard to get open, to get inside position.
Just want to share a side note here, and I certainly hope they're able to get that squared away. I understand that the North Allegheny Sports Network having some technical issues here at Mount Lebanon, and they have pointed folks our direction. And, you know, we've been colleagues with Randy Gore since he started in as a professional broadcasting sports, worked Wild Things Baseball for us for many, many years here on WJPA, and certainly hope that they're able to rectify whatever the tech issues are here at Mount Lebanon for them. But I also want to just make note that we will give you the we'll give you the very best we have, and North Allegheny Sports Network folks tuning in for us here tonight, and not that we don't want to have you, but we certainly hope we're able to send you back to Randy and Jonathan. You know, here's how close we are. The NFHS broadcast of the Franklin Regional Shaler game that we're producing, they're going to come and voice that. They're going to announce that game. And so sorry that they're having those kind of issues. That other semifinal now at the half, Norwin 24, Chartiers Valley 17 at the break. Thank you, Brandon Rossi and Bill Chapo, Johnny on the spot. We're at the half here at Mount Lebanon, North Allegheny 22, Peters Township 17. We'll check individual scoring in this first half when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Back at Mount Lebanon, apparently we weren't, Randy's broadcast, not the only ones having the tech trouble. We mentioned to you that the message board here that usually shows fouls and points, it sat at the all zeros other than starting uniform numbers for the longest time, then went blank. It is now up and functional, and so we hope that continues. But we did get word that Randy's situation is not changing, and so folks listening in from North Allegheny, as we have for all those years doing wrestling for your Tigers, all the way back to Gusty Augustino and those days, we're going to give you our very best. It is 22-17 North Allegheny here at the break. North Allegheny 9-7 advantage in the first, 13-10 in the second, thus the 5-point margin. Lydia Betts with 12 points, 4 foul shots in the opening quarter, 4 field goals in the second. She's leading everyone. Other scoring for NA, Grace Helliger has 5, a 2 and a 3. Kate Pingpank with 3 foul shot makes, and Kelly McConnell with a field goal. North Allegheny 7 of 8 at the free throw line. The difference in the ball game, 7 foul shot makes to 2. Peters has only gotten 2. They hit them both, but there's your 5-point differential.
Well, and again, Bob, I've stressed this, and even in other games we've broadcast, whenever the defense is playing you aggressively, you must sweep it and drive it. You've got to create space. When you do that, you get opportunities at the foul line. When you don't shoot that many. North Allegheny's driving the basketball. They're getting to the rim, and they're getting free throws because of it.
Daniela Radulovic leading Peters Township. She averages 7 a game. Had that around the midpoint of the second quarter. Has 8 on the game. Natalie Wetzel held the 4. Bree Morial with 3. And Gemma Walker with 2 foul shot makes, her only scoring in the opening half. 22-17 North Allegheny leads. Tigers will have the ball with the alternating possession arrow when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Welcome back to Mount Lebanon. Final words being shared with the Tigers by head coach Spencer Stefko. He's very familiar with getting to the finals. There's no question.
Ten out of the last 11 years he's been there. I'd say he's very familiar. He's an excellent coach. Everywhere he's gone, he's been successful. Does a great job. They run very effective sets offensively, and they play pressure defense. They're just a very well-coached team. But Peters Township's doing a good job, too. So they got to get a stop here. Don't want to get too far behind this NA team.
Underway second half. Betts with the dribble down the side of the lane. Kick it back out. Dribble penetration by Helliger. Picks up her dribble in the paint and finds help. It'll be ping-pank and out to Betts once again. Betts trying to get open. Fade away again. That one's too strong. Rebound grabbed by Wetzel up the lane. Able to... maybe got away with a walk there. Might have gotten hacked across the arm as well, so officials just let both go.
Yeah, they let him play.
Morial guarded by McConnell. Ball to Walker. Has help in the corner. Comes cross court. Radulovic, get it down low. Wetzel put her on the deck. She's fouled on the way up.
Bob, how can you stop it? Put her on the block. You cannot stop her. They will have to double-team her, and then somebody else is going to be wide open.
Caroline Henderson called for her first foul. Natalie Wetzel goes to the stripe to shoot two. First one good. Indians have made all three free throws. This comes with 7:18 to play in the third. Second like unto the first.
Boy, she's got a beautiful shot. I'll tell you what, you want to teach somebody how to shoot foul shots, come watch these ladies shoot them. Natalie Wetzel, what a shot. Beauty.
Kelly McConnell to the front side. Volleyball 10-foot line, right side of the floor. On their dribble, moving screen nearby. Ping Pang just would not allow Morial to get by her. Betts takes it into the paint. Another will look like a fadeaway, but dish it back out. McConnell stopped. Free throw line. Been in there a long time. Going to get out. Ball goes to Henderson. She'll circle it back out.
Pretty good closeouts by the PT team.
Betts gets by. Radulovic lay it in.
What side did she go to, Bob? The right side. Every time she drives, it got to take her right away.
Back to the five-point lead, 24-19, North Allegheny in front. 6:30 to play, third quarter. Gemma Walker on the dribble. Wanted to go to Khalil. Goes instead to Radulovic. Now to Khalil, far side. Not a good pass, but saved there. Wetzel, Radulovic, high post jumper off the iron. Won't go. Rebound cleared by Helliger for North Allegheny.
Got two good passes. I like what they did. They just came empty with the shot.
Tigers by five. 6:05 to play in the third. A little volleyball pass there to Ping Pank as Betts didn't want to get caught for traveling. Was having trouble receiving the pass, so she just volleyballed it across. Now Henderson, step back. Top of the key, off the iron. Rebound to the corner. Betts put it back up. That's good for three.
Second shots. Lydia Betts, 17 tonight. Already, Bob.
27-19, Tigers by eight. Indians in trouble, really.
Well, at this pace and tempo, good time.
5 second, closely guarded. Walker doesn't sense the count.
Boy, you got to be aware that the official's counting.
Well, especially in a tight guarded situation. Now the clock, okay, a little tardy there, but we're rolling now.
Empty possessions are really bad for Peters Township. They can ill afford those being behind nine already.
Tigers with a two and a three from Betts in this period. Fade away, two-hand jumper good. Betts has lit it up. 7 points in this quarter.
She's come out on fire. They don't have an answer for her.
10-point lead for North Allegheny, 29-19. Walker travels. Another turnover caused by the pressure.
Well, that's caused because she's picking a dribble up too, Bob.
Timeout, Peters Township, 29-19. North Allegheny leads, 4:58 to play, third quarter. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
That time, the turnover for Peters, because she picked up her dribble, the previous turnover was because she didn't. Because the closely guarded count, she kept dribbling with contact close.
And she was dribbling sideways, Bob. You've got to make it a penetrating dribble, and they'll take the count off and give you a recount. She didn't do that on that previous possession, so she's been responsible for these last two turnovers. A little frustration as she came off the court. Veteran player, got to shake it off.
Betts 7, Peters Township 2 in this third quarter.
Yeah, she's
a 10-point Tigers lead.
She's been really good.
McConnell crossover. Floater off the iron won't go. Rebound. Put back off the rim won't go. Another opportunity in the third chance. Ping Pang scores it.
Yeah, she did a really good job using her size. Soft touch around the rim. Used the glass. Full court pressure.
Hand to man, full court. Walker will break that. Get across the timeline, but Henderson right there with her. Now it's Morial trying to get by McConnell, and that is very difficult to do. Pass right at the feet of Walker. Saved before it ends up going out of bounds. Wetzel comes out to the volleyball 10-foot line to take the pass. clear, trying to get by Betts. Wetzel takes it into traffic. Shot goes and a foul to go with it.
Well, and she's got to be more assertive, Bob. I'm glad to see she did that. And they could have called that differently, but the good decision by Natalie Wetzel to keep the ball in her hands and create something for herself.
Second foul on, or excuse me, third foul on Grace Helliger. Belouris checks in, and Helliger will sit. Alina Sopko checks in for Peters Township. And sitting down is Milana Khalil. Foul shot is good. Tiger Indians, rather, have made all five of their free throws now. 31-22. North Allegheny in the lead by nine. Ball goes to the top of the key. Ping-pong there, left really alone. Pass fumbled out top by Helliger. Got it back. Drive won't go. Wetzel rebounds. Has Walker ahead. Give it off to Walker at the high post. Put it on the deck. Had to think about it, but goes in. Rolls it off the iron. Wetzel rebound. Out to Morial for three. Too strong. Rebound Radulovich. Can't grab it. And grabbing it is Vance Belouris.
Boy, they had a couple nice looks, Bob.
Well, the difference, the second chance points are going for N.A. They have not on just really limited opportunities.
Exactly.
For the Indians.
Boy, you said it right, too, Bob. The second opportunities for North Allegheny, they have capitalized. Indians, not so much. And now they're just kind of holding the ball with this lead.
North Allegheny up 31-22. McConnell, long three off the rim, short. Rebound tipped toward the corner. Going to be last touch by Morial.
Here's another one of those second chance opportunities, Bob. Couldn't get the rebound.
Betts checks back in, and Helliger will sit one more time.
You know, when you shoot the three ball, so often the ball bounces high, so you've got to block out sometimes beyond that three-point line.
And McConnell's going to park it at the volleyball 10-foot line. Now start the offense.
They're very, very well drilled in their offense, Bob. They're disciplined and they're patient.
Belouris, handoff, Henderson, and one more time to Ping Pang. 9-point North Allegheny lead. 2:40 to play, third quarter. Lydia Betts. Feed it out, back to the wing, Ping Pank, and now Henderson. Henderson splits a defense. Belouris for three, in and out. That went hard off the rim. Indians get the rebound. Radulovich eventually to Walker. Walks it into the paint. Walker shot.
Nice. Set a girl. Good first move.
First field goal for Gemma Walker.
And a really good one, too, that time.
Lydia Betts trying to back the defense down. Wrap across, pass fumbled there. Ripped away from Ping Pank by Radulovich. Near side. Sopko stop at the low block. Feed it Radulovich and around. Three ball in flight. Air ball going out of bounds by Wetzel.
Well, she rushed it. She was never set, Bob. Man, it's a three-point shot. Sometimes can help you and sometimes it can hurt you. She never had those, as they say, the puppies weren't set.
1:50 to play in the third. North Allegheny up 31-24. Tigers took the lead. 7.5 minutes to play in the second. Have not been tied or trailed since. Belouris on the dribble. Most of that time it had been a 3-5 point lead. Ball from the paint. Kicked back out by Henderson. And now McConnell backs away from the defense. 90 seconds to play in the quarter. The Indians staying parked right back. Morial coming out to try to get a count going on McConnell. Help arrives in Ping Pank. She'll put it on the deck. Give it off to Henderson. Backs away from Sopko. Henderson pick it up. Threw it away. Ball went right to Morial. McConnell back to guard her. Morial down the near side. Misses the shot. Rebound tipped toward the baseline. And knocked out of bounds. Last touch by North Allegheny.
Yeah, I like what Morial did, though. She challenged it, man. She went right to the basket, even though she didn't finish. Possession stays with Peters Township. They need a score.
Morial to key the inbound. Wetzel gets open to take it. Sopko, jab step, and now off to Walker. A minute to play in the third, 31-24. North Allegheny by seven. Radulovich at the free throw line. Hand off to Wetzel. Put it on the deck. Down the side, hard off the glass. Two Tigers there for the rebound. Nobody for Peters Township. Belouris will bring it out.
Tried that runner, Bob. That was a tough shot. She had a bad angle.
McConnell guarded by Morial. Forward, then backs up to get separation. Ping Pank, and now right back to McConnell. Morial on her. Got to stay with her. Can't do it. Well, again, it'll be Ping Pank providing relief. 20 seconds to play. Tigers worked nearly all of a minute 40 off in the late of the first half. Didn't get anything out of it. Now Ping Pank with the ball. Ball goes to Betts. Got an opening. Down the lane. Off the rim. Won't go. Radulovic rebounds. Out to Morial. To midcourt. Launch it at the buzzer.
Oh.
And it's off the mark. 31-21. North Allegheny leading Peters Township after three. Fourth quarter on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. GMC trucks. We've got a great selection of trucks coming in. Yukon, Yukon XL, Sierras, half tons, three-quarter tons, HDs. Let's talk about Buick for a minute. The 24 Buick Encore GX. If you haven't seen one of these, they are absolutely gorgeous. Come up and drive a new Buick home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, BudBearGM.com.
Bud Baer.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
It'll be Peters Township ball to start the fourth quarter, but the Indians find themselves down seven. North Allegheny led by Lydia Betts, who has pumped in 19 points, including eight of the nine in that third quarter.
Well,
for
the
North
Indians,
Allegheny.
They made a nice run. They had three consecutive stops, scored on two of those possessions. They have got to get stops because you know North Allegheny is going to be deliberate. If they get too far behind, they will pull that ball out, and little McConnell, she will just drive them crazy.
Betts, let me correct that, 7 of 9 in the period. Walker, pass out, intended for Morial. His ball is knocked loose. Wetzel ends up with it and able to save it in the backcourt.
Great job by Wetzel. Look at this.
Sopko down the lane, basket and a foul.
Boy, that, and you've got to give Wetzel the credit there because she saved what would have been a turnover.
7:36 to play in the fourth.
Well, that was a tough drive by Sopko, man. She was contested the whole time, Bob. She threw it in with the left.
Foul on Lydia Betts, her second, team's first of the quarter. Sopko with her first points of the game, and now the lefty free throw off the mark. Rebound Radulovic on the back foul. She is guilty of the foul. Did not get to the front of the rim. That is her second foul, and the first foul on Peters Township.
Peters Township.
5-point lead for N.A.
Little pressure here, Bob.
Ball gets ahead quickly. Henderson dish it across. Shot rejected. But the good body contact there on that block and good look at it as well. It'll be Radulovic getting her third and second in about 10 seconds.
She definitely got the hand on the ball, but you're right. The body was what they called.
Free throws coming for Kate Ping Pank. Missed her first and has hit three in a row since. This one no good.
7 for 9 for North Allegheny. 5 for 6 for the Indians.
Ping Pang gets the ball at that 15-foot free throw line. Shot in flight. And this one's no good. Radulovic fighting to save, get the rebound, and almost threw it away. Helliger hassled her, but now the Indians get in front court. North Allegheny up 31-26, 7:20 to play. Gemma Walker on the dribble. Walker gets to the side of the lane, took it through the paint, and the ball touched out of bounds. Knocked out, last touch by Ping Pank. It's very tough defense to get around.
Oh, they are. I mean, Bob, they do a great job on the ball. They do not let you go where you want to go.
Radulovic brings it to Sopko. And now off to Wetzel. Penetrate. Split the double team. Fired hard off the glass again. This left side of the basket has not been good for Natalie Wetzel tonight.
No, it's like it has a lid there. But it's a good move. I like what she did.
7 minutes to play. Fourth quarter. NA up 31-26 on Peters Township. McConnell Give it off to Betts. A little trouble with that. Gets in the paint. Scoop it up off the rim. No good. Radulovic rebounds. Morial now ahead to Walker. Has Sopko with her. Walker's going to the hoop. Missed the shot. And a rebound knocked loose. Walker trying to wrestle it free to avoid a tie-up because possession arrow belongs to North Allegheny.
I'd like to have seen Walker lean in, get a little piece of that defender, maybe draw some contact on that.
She had Sopko unguarded.
Didn't
see
her. Two
on one, didn't bring it back.
Yeah, didn't see her. Court vision, Bob.
North Allegheny has not scored since the 4:38 mark in the third. Lob underneath. That's about to change. Betts shot blocked. Great job in there, and the pass shot knocked out of bounds. Far sideline. It'll be N.A. ball.
Daniela Radulovic has played a whale of a game here. She's done an outstanding job. They could just get a few baskets down the stretch here, Bob.
Tigers almost 6 minutes without points and still leading by five.
Exactly.
It wasn't a huge lead even when that started. So Betts picks up her dribble. Henderson feeds to Betts, and now the Tigers are going to work it back out to the midcourt.
Good closeout that time by Wetzel on Betts.
Feed into the corner. Helliger, she'll bring it to the volleyball 10-foot line.
Yeah, you're going to have to guard them because they'll hold the ball.
Ping-pang. Guarded by Radulovic on the dribble. Hand off to Betts. Take it down the lane. Leaner goes.
She loves that right-hand drive. She's got 21. She's hurt the Indians.
Far side, Gemma Walker backed up, step back, little floater off the rim, won't go, and the rebound cleared by Grace Helliger.
Nice move. She got a good look, just didn't convert. Now you're going to see some real deliberate play by North Allegheny.
Well, the Tigers' first points in 7 minutes from Betts. And it restores a 7-point NA lead. The Tigers with the ball, 5 minutes to play in the fourth.
It feels like it's a 14-point lead.
Ping-pang, pick up the dribble, and right there to get it. Helliger, take it to the lane and score.
Now the Indians are in some deep trouble.
Sopko crosses over, gets it into the paint, goes up and scores.
Yeah, really nice drive by Sopko that time. I don't think they figured out she's a lefty.
35-28, North Allegheny with the 7-point lead and the ball. Ping-pang. Radulovic out to cover her, hand off, ball comes to the near corner. Helliger reverse is blocked. Loose ball grabbed by Morial. Sopko takes a tip pass but couldn't control it, and the ball ends up in Kelly McConnell's hands.
Yeah, the pass was tipped, Bob. That's what happened.
Betts back out. McConnell hard off the glass, but it lays in. Second bucket for Kelly McConnell. 37-28. North Allegheny has pushed the margin back to nine. Peters Township had gotten it down to five, and the Indians use a timeout. 3:48 to play in the fourth. 37-28, North Allegheny, back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
If the Indians have a run, it would be a good idea to bring it out right now.
They don't have a choice. If they don't score in this possession, they're in deep trouble with 3:48 left. Down 9 points with the way North Allegheny handles the basketball in the half court. Peters will be then forced to go into the foul game. And that will not be good because they shoot it well.
Morial takes the inbound in backcourt. Fourth quarter, Norwin 49, Churchers Valley 36. The other semifinal. Oh. Indians throw the ball away. Had two players open on the far side, and Radulovich threw it over top of Gemma Walker.
Just threw it right out of bounds. That really hurts, Bob.
37-28, North Allegheny by 9. 3:35 to play in the ball game.
Kelly McConnell handles the ball so well that she'll be hard to guard here.
Indians try to double up there. Betts now on the drive. Feed it back out, and she throws it away.
A rare turnover for North Allegheny. Now, Peters, you've got to capitalize on this.
Use the timeout with 3:48. We're 20 seconds later, and you have the ball back in the exact same scenario that you were in. Sopko and Walker. Walker picks up the dribble right as she gets across the timeline. Give it to Wetzel. Betts cuts her off. Cross court. Sopko, she'll put it on the deck, bring it down the left side up. Misses the shot. Gets her own rebound. Has help. Radulovich, work it around. Walker, take it into the paint between defenders. Missed the shot. Saved the rebound. Threw it right back to Kelly McConnell.
Yeah, and she thought she got fouled. She looked over at the official direction, but didn't make the call.
McConnell starts into the paint. You know, that's one piece of the game that, and I'm not saying this just because it was Gemma Walker there, that's one piece of the game that I really can't stand. Play the game. Officials, if there's a see a foul, they're going to call it. If they don't, they're not. And you lobbying for it, it's not going to get it called.
No, you're not going to. Have you ever seen an official change his mind and say, oh, I'll give you that foul? Never.
Just pay attention to what's going on now. You can't change what happened 10 seconds ago.
No.
Ball knocked out of bounds by Peters Township.
There's another block by Radulovich. She's played really solid today, giving him good minutes. Great defensive effort.
2:28 to play in the fourth. North Allegheny 37, Peters Township 28. Spot in the WPIL championship game goes to the winner. And it looks like it's going to be against the Norwin Knights.
Yeah, they're up ahead in double digits.
By the way, Norwin, the only team to beat North Allegheny this year, did it twice. McConnell on the dribble against Morial, keeps getting separation. Ball off near side to Henderson. She'll back away from Sopko. Lob it across to the low block. Catch there by Helliger. Back out onto the wing.
And they're not going to take a bad shot, Bob. They're just too drilled, too disciplined.
2 minutes to play. Helliger on the feed from McConnell. And now a foul called on Gemma Walker. Her second. The Indians had to get the clock stopped. And now Kalia will check in. And Radulovich goes out. 9-point North Allegheny lead with under 2 minutes to play.
Going to try to pressure a little bit. They have no choice at this point.
Morial hassling McConnell. Help arrives, but the pass out of there beforehand. And now Sopko guilty of a foul. Her first. It's 4 on Peters Township.
Peters Township foul. Call number 13, Alina Sopko.
Clock down to 1:45 here in this semifinal. More semifinal action coming your way tomorrow. We'll talk about that in our post game. Let's keep our eyes on what's going on right now. Ball goes up top to Helliger, and she is fouled. Wetzel had seen enough, had to run out and get the clock stopped.
Now you send a really good free throw shooting team to the line, and they shoot two. There is no one-on-one anymore.
Tigers had hit 7 of 8 through 3, but a couple of misses early in this quarter by Ping Pang. Not such the case with Helliger. Hits the first.
10-point lead, almost insurmountable. Only because of the way that North Allegheny plays.
Tigers had not scored in about 3 minutes, but Peters Township hadn't scored in the last two. Second shot won't go. Walker rebounds and goes coast to coast for the lay-in. 38-30. North Allegheny's lead is 8. Full timeout for the Indians. 1:28 to play, fourth quarter. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
38-30, North Allegheny with the advantage. I don't know what that was. I just heard in my headphones.
I heard it too.
You guys hear something there?
It was a click.
It was pretty loud. You didn't hear it? Okay. In the old days, I used to think somebody hung up on us, but that's not the case anymore, so we'll keep it here. 1:28 to play in the fourth. NA 38, Peters Township 30, full court pressure.
I mean, there's a lot of time left, but, boy, they're going to have to get a couple of steals here.
When they cause trouble and N.A. uses a timeout to deal with that, Grace Helliger picked up her dribble and was trapped over in the far corner. This is the first timeout for North Allegheny. It's just a 30, so we'll keep it here.
Well, they did a great job getting her in that trap. You had Wetzel on one side with those long arms, making it very difficult. So right away, Coach Stefko says, I got to call a timeout to get out of this one.
Trinity girls underway with Indiana at Hiller Hall and on WJPA AM. Tomorrow, Fort Cherry girls boys doubleheader. Girls against Winchester Thurston on the AM. Tip off at 6. Boys against Aliquippa in the 2A semifinals. That tip off set for 8. All of it, WJPA.com, and video on NFHS Network. Inbound is kicked by Wetzel. That ball was shoulder high, and she kicked it.
Well, she's got those long legs and long arms.
Another designated spot throw in, gets inbounds to McConnell. She gets double teamed, falls down. We're going to get a held ball, possession arrow, Peters Township.
So was that a jump ball, Bob, or did you think it was a travel?
Well,
I thought travel. I don't think they had enough possession there.
Well, in a boys' game, I got the travel. The way girls' games are called, it's a held ball because she fell down after she had been stopped from releasing the ball. Wetzel to Morial. Catch, three ball, air ball. Long rebound, though, goes to Gemma Walker. Fumbled the ball in traffic.
Oh, boy.
And McConnell comes out. She is taken down hard by Sopko.
Yeah, just a hard foul. No intent there. But, boy, oh, boy. Gemma Walker had an opportunity there, Bob. She was just lost control of the dribble. She's had a frustrating evening. And it's only an 8-point game. And I know you look at the clock and say, well, it's not enough time. But, really, there is a lot of time.
McConnell at the line for 2.
How about they're starting to miss their free throws now? So they're keeping Peters Township in the game. If they can score quickly and get a steal or send them back to the line for misses.
McConnell's second effort also too strong. Walker couldn't get the rebound. Tied up inside is Ping Pang, and that's going to be a foul on Peters Township. Gemma Walker had the ball in her hands.
She had it, and it rolled down her back. And the foul was on Walker, Bob.
Foul is her third. Ping Pang at the foul line. And she continues to struggle with the stripe.
Well, this is helping Peters Township. They got to take advantage of this.
I have NA 1-for-7 in this quarter at the foul line. They were 7-of-8, and now 8-of-15.
I agree. I have the same thing.
And yet what was a 7-point lead 7 minutes ago is now 8, now 9. Ping Pang hits 1-of-2, and I'm not going out on a very long limb to say 1-out-of-2, the rest of the way will be plenty.
Oh, that'll do it for sure.
Gemma Walker trying to dribble through traffic, ball knocked loose. Radulovic had it. She loses it. Held ball, possession arrow, North Allegheny. Just not taking care of the basketball, particularly here late.
Yeah, the turnovers killing them. Because they have empty possessions, and really you can ill afford to do that at this point in the game. Now it's almost, I don't want to say impossible, but and a ball up 9 points with 56 seconds. It's pretty well sealed if they make a couple of foul shots here.
Ball knocked loose. It ends up getting tipped inside to Walker, and she misses a bunny.
Point blank layup.
And now a foul over on the far side as McConnell will run the length of the floor to go to the free throw line.
Yeah, I feel for Gemma Walker. She's really frustrated with herself. And just shake it off. You're going to have an opportunity to continue to play. I know she's, as a senior, these kinds of things you take personal.
Walker and Wetzel a year ago combined to average 41 points between the two of them.
Well, they're big scorers, both of them.
Average 34 combined this year. McConnell misses the first. Hits one of two on this trip. 3 of 10 in this quarter for North Allegheny, but the Tigers by 10 with 45 seconds to play. Long three for Wetzel, and for the second time tonight, air ball out of bounds from Wetzel.
Yeah, just it's been a tough night, but you have to give credit to the defense of North Allegheny, Bob.
Anderson eventually inbound to McConnell. Tigers get it in front court. McConnell fouled by Sopko. And two more free throws coming for the Tigers. And this is really getting to a place where it's just now window dressing. Change, set the final score.
Yeah, it is. And the game is in hand. North Allegheny is going to play in another championship. Make it 11 out of 12 years. McConnell good on the first.
Substitution, Belores will check back in, and Pete Pinkpank will sit. McConnell, 6 points in the game. 31 seconds to play, 41-30, North Allegheny. Add one more to that lead. Back and forth through the opening quarter. Peters Township tied the game at 9 with 20 seconds gone in the second, and that's been all NA really since then. Long three won't go. Rebound cleared by Lydia Betts, who really dominated earlier. And another foul call on Peters Township after the miss. Bree Morial going to pick up her third personal. And the Peters Township fans recognizing what is, and that is that this is going to be their second loss of the year.
Yeah, unbelievably. Had a great season, Bob. I mean, it's not over, but they can make some noise in the state tournament, no question about it.
Third meeting between these two in the last 20 years in the playoffs. The first one not in a WPIL championship game. Caroline Henderson misses the foul shot. North Allegheny is fortunate that Peters Township has been guilty of turnovers and shots that wouldn't go.
Exactly.
Henderson gets one, her first point of the game.
Yeah, that's a shock because she's a scorer.
Up the floor, Gemma Walker got the dribble, takes it to the hoop, shot off the iron again.
Beautiful move that time.
McConnell rebounds and will dribble it out. The North Allegheny Tigers are going back to the WPIL championship game. Your final score, North Allegheny 43, Peters Township 30. Back for a recap here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Buick GMC. We are professional grade. GMC trucks. We've got a great selection of trucks coming in. Yukon, Yukon XL, Sierras, half tons, three-quarter tons, HDs. Let's talk about Buick for a minute. The 24 Buick Encore GX. If you haven't seen one of these, they are absolutely gorgeous. Come up and drive a new Buick home today. Come on up to Bud Bear, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. Bud Bear.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Teams traded buckets in the mid and late stages of the opening quarter. It was 9-7 NA after three ties and four lead changes. The fourth tie happened 20 seconds into the second period, but the NA scored the next five and were never equaled again. Peters Township got to within five early in the fourth, but couldn't close the deal, and North Allegheny survived about a seven-minute scoring drought. From the time they went up 31-19, didn't score again until about 5.5 minutes to play in the ballgame, but they still led by five at that point after not scoring for 7 minutes, and the Tigers roll on to the win tonight, 22-2 now for Spencer Stefko. Peters Township suffers its second loss of the year. The Indians drop to 22-2. We'll take a look at the scoring when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
North Allegheny outscoring Peters Township 9-7 in the first, 13-10 in the second to lead 22-17 at the break, 9-7 in the third, and 12-6 in the fourth, 43-30 North Allegheny with the win here tonight. Time now to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Community College of Beaver County and the Washington County College Center.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, if you listen to the game at all or watched it on NFHS Network, should be little doubt about who the player of the game is. Lydia Betts put up 21 points, slashing to the basket, and just was not stopped tonight. 21 points out of the 43, nearly half of the Tigers' total output tonight, and within nine of all that Peters Township scored in the game.
Well, you know, when I look at this game and I summarize it, one thing that stands out in addition, and Lydia Betts, they couldn't contain her dribble drive. The other thing is the overall defense of North Allegheny, containing Natalie Wetzel, holding her to 9 points, 17, 18 points a game, holding Gemma Walker to six, that's 10 points under her average. They got an outstanding game from Danielle Rudovich, but the other players just weren't able to score. And then when you look at the disparity of getting to the free throw line and making the foul shots, it was huge. The North Allegheny Tigers only made 13, but they got their 22 times, Bob. Peters Township, on the other hand, only got their six. They were 5-6. And one of the reasons was because the defense kept them on the perimeter, unable to drive and get to the basket.
Lydia Betts, the only player in double figures in the game. Other scoring for North Allegheny, Grace Helliger with 8, Kelly McConnell 7. Kate Pingpak 6, Caroline Henderson with a single point. Just checking numbers here. I have NA 12 of 22 at the stripe. We'll leave that wherever that is. Peters Township, Natalie Wetzel finished with 9. All of it through three quarters, did not score in the fourth. Daniela Radulovich had 8 in the game, but all of that in the first half. 6 for Gemma Walker, 4 for Alina Sopko, all in the fourth. And Bree Morial with a first quarter. Trey Peters, 5 of 6 at the foul line tonight. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network brought to you by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Bud Bear GMC Truck on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Join us tomorrow night for a Fort Cherry girls-boys playoff doubleheader here on the WJPA Sports Network. First up, the Rangers girls take on Winchester Thurston in the 2A 7th place state qualifier on WJPA AM. Coverage starts at 5:45. Both are already in the state tournament. The winner gets to take a few less miles on any extended run on the state playoff journey. Then it's the 2A boys semifinals, and a dandy one at that. Top-seeded Aliquippa and number 4 Fort Cherry meet at Chartiers Valley and on WJPA FM. We'll be on the air and online with NFHS Network video also in that game at 7:45. Thanks to coaches Steve Limberiou and Spencer Stefko, to John Grogan and the crew here at Mount Lebanon, and to our longtime colleague Randy Gore. For our Washington studio producers Bill Chapo and Dave Anthony, floor director Jason Tennant, Brandon Rossi and Matt Palumbo on camera, my partner Tom Drakely, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL 6A girls semifinals, your score, North Allegheny 43, Peters Township 30. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.